I'm Selena Sage, and Live Free is for our collective liberation. Namaste and welcome. Today I decided to come down to the ocean, so hopefully you hear the waves in the background and that they might provide a relaxing soundtrack to today's message, which is how to be happy. How to be happy. And as I pet a sweet little dog by the ocean, it feels like that's all that's really needed. Just be in the moment. But more than that, I would like to explore this concept of happiness. Because so often we feel that happiness is something that we have to find, we have to create, we have to go get. And happiness seems to be something that is outside of ourselves. But if we really explore what is necessary to be happy, I find that we often overlook that we have all that we need in this moment of now. And typically, all that we must do is to deconstruct the barriers that we've created within ourselves to experience the happiness which is our true nature. So I'd like to explore a mindful meditation with you, where in this moment, if you're able, with your eyes open or closed, simply take in a deep breath through your nose, exhale through your mouth, and repeat. Inhale, then exhale. Hopefully those two breaths bring you into the moment of now, help you to feel more calm. And now from this state of calmness, simply inquire within yourself, what would be necessary in this moment for you to be happy? Now, it might come to mind that you would like to win the lottery or have a 5-pound bag of gold, or that you would want to meet the love of your life or travel to some exotic place. Those are all fanciful, happy dreams that certainly seem to create a sense of happiness. But instead, if you just recognize that those ideas that you have create a postponement to happiness. Because whatever you decide you need to be happy, if you need to finish a project or complete a book or whatever that milestone is that you're waiting for to be happy, that becomes a barrier you create to that experience. So just recognize these ideas that you have about happiness that might be creating a postponement. Even if you say, I'll be happy on Friday and it's Monday, or I'll be happy on Saturday if it's Sunday, whatever the barrier is, you're basically telling yourself that your happiness has to wait until that milestone or that goal is achieved. And so in this way, we're never able to be happy in the moment of now, because we've constructed some sort of goal or some sort of requirement that is often outside of ourselves that we feel is necessary to experience happiness. So the opportunity in this moment is to fully accept whatever your circumstances are as if you've chosen them. Whatever you're experiencing in the present moment of now, just accept it fully, no matter what, and then allow yourself to release it. Don't fight with what is. Accept what is and release all ideas that you might have of what you need to be happy. Recognize all of the beautiful blessings that you have in your life right now, in this moment. And feel the experience of happiness permeate your body right now. Realize that those milestones are simply ideas. Those goals are ideas. But in this moment of now, you have the opportunity to be happy. To feel love, to be love, to be free in this moment of now. Treat this moment as if it is your last moment. If it was your last moment, would you wait to be happy? Or would you allow yourself to experience the bliss of happiness, peace, and love in the moment? This is our great opportunity. We just have to release our desires, release our fears, release our worries, just for even one moment, to experience happiness now. So being happy is not a matter of acquiring things. It's actually a matter of letting things go. It's letting ideas go. It's letting worries go. It's recognizing the perfection of this moment of now and being deeply immersed in gratitude and love. And it's almost as if we feel the love amplifying, expanding. There's such a bright light that is glowing within us. And when we recognize that light, when we realize we are the light, we give ourselves permission to shine and not wait to shine. We don't wait for some external thing to happen, some circumstance to be met before we allow ourselves to feel happy, to be happy. To me, it's not a matter of becoming happy. It's a matter of simply being happy. And the beingness is living in this present moment of now, completely devoid of thoughts and ideas, being of no mind, and realizing the perfection of the moment. Trusting that all is going to fall into place in the right time. Realizing that depending on outer conditions or other people or other things to make us happy is an exercise in futility. We take the responsibility and ownership of our own happiness in this moment of now. And we release our own stories of what may have happened in the past, or what we worry about happening in the future. And we just rest in and as this present moment. That is peace. That is joy. That is happiness. And of course, that is what I always wish for you. And I thank you so much for being here. Namaste.